Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're celebrating an anniversary of 1 year.
I am indeed. 1 year. Been doing this for a bit over a year right now. Been having the time of my life, basically. One of those rare opportunities where you get to do what your avocation was for 40 years back in radio and TV, and now you get to come and play around on the trails and actually get paid for it. Sort of experiencing what I spent so much time outdoors on anyway.
You're a broadcaster by profession. All right, so there's an event this week.
This very week in
Clarksville, and it's not exactly on the trail, but it's darn close, closely related. It's called Gateway to Texas, and this is a big biking event.
Absolutely, it may be on the trail. They haven't released the routes yet, so we don't know. We think the gravel riders probably are going to be on the trail somewhere, but we won't know. And actually, part of the event is that. You can take the published routes, or you can take your own route, whatever works out. So we're anticipating a little bit of action on the trail there as well. Basically, it's up to no more than 100 riders, and they will come in, and it's as much as of a social event as anything else. It's quite a casual ride, up to 4 days, and basically everything will be provided for them. Their food along the way, I think they're serving 4 breakfasts and 3 dinners. Lunches are very, just absolutely perfect.
Wow.
Lunches you'll pick up along the way. They have, apparently, from what they tell me, made the routes perfect for stopping at either every 15 to 25 miles convenience stores, or they've actually have little rest areas they've put up there. They'll have sort of a bike mechanic along the way. If something goes wrong, they've got pretty much anything you can possibly ask for, and they'll be camping in either in or outside of the high school in Clarksville. So that's all taken care of as well. So a very much of a social event. Last year, I was able to just sort of attend a night of it, and literally the first thing I did when coming on board, and it was folks who were having a great time. They had tandem bikes, they had they had gravel grinders, they had road bikes. Everybody was riding what they wanted to ride, and it was just plain fun.
And this is going on through Sunday in Clarksville in Red River County.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Jack Neal, and Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, 130 miles long, roughly from Farmersville to New Boston.
Correct.
I look at your Facebook page quite a bit, and a couple interesting items on there lately. Photographs, little vignettes, and places along the trail. The Onion Shed in Farmersville.
The Onion Shed. The Onion Shed is the furthest right now. Now, we expect to grow somewhere down the road. Right now, the Onion Shed is the furthest west you can go on the Northeast Texas Trail. It's right there as the trail absolutely ends. It's actually an old onion shed. Makes sense. From the railroad days, it's where they, from what I'm told, and I could be wrong in this, I'm a trail guy, I'm not a railroad guy, but back in the day, that's actually where they were unloading the produce and the various products that were coming and going on the train.
Including onions.
Including onions, I have to believe. If there were not onions, somebody got something very wrong.
Yeah. But that's a lovely looking, really vintage looking place there in Farmersville.
It really is. And the convenient part there, it's right next to a good-sized parking lot, so really a lot of people coming in, including a lot of people coming from, west of there, maybe the Metroplex, people wanting to really hop on the trail there and leave the vehicle and go for a ride, that's the place to do it. Mm-hmm. You're right there where it all comes together.
Mm-hmm. And there was a photograph from the Paris Farmers and Artisans Market on
that's
the trail,
right.
And apparently, do they do that every Saturday?
They do that every Saturday, May through, I think it is October. They got things started, and we were out there. We were represented this past couple of weeks, in fact. So we were there with the trail. I had a chance to be out there with a couple of our board members, and we had a great time. Met a lot of people, a lot of questions, as you can imagine, a lot of concern about where do we go from here, where do we go next, and was able to answer a lot of questions. How the Northeast Texas Trail is a number of smaller trails along the way, as the various rail bank agencies again. again, from Farmersville on up through Paris and New Boston. So it was a fun experience. We're going to be back there again at the end of July as well. So hopefully we'll have a chance to see a few more people and bring them up to speed on our trail.
Okay, that's every Saturday morning in Paris.
Every Saturday.
Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Had a great time.
Jack Neal, Executive Director of the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.